Later, when the stew had cooled and the workshop had gone quiet, the student sat between the wombat and the lizard, with the scale and a thermometer in front of her. "I always thought measuring meant a ruler," she said, "length along a line. It never crossed my mind that heavy and hot were measurements, too." Tear pressed the scale to zero one last time. Degree let her thermometer settle. Neither hurried. "Most people think that," Tear said. "Ruler, tape, along a line, that's the first kind of measuring anyone learns, and it's a good one. But the world is full of things that aren't lengths. How heavy, how hot, how loud, how bright, how fast." She patted the scale. "And for each one, there's an instrument that reads it, and a unit to read it in, and an honest habit to keep it true. My habit is the tear. Clear the container. Degrees is the weight. Let the reading settle." "Alone," Degree added, "I might have let you believe all measuring is my kind, dials and degrees. Tear might have had you think it's all balances and grams. Together, we show you the bigger thing. Measuring isn't about the ruler. It's about finding the right instrument for whatever you're asking, and reading it honestly." She warmed a little. The pot didn't have one measurement. It had a weight and a warmth, waiting on two different instruments, and a good measure picks up whichever one the question calls for. The student looked at the two numbers she'd read off two instruments, no ruler between them. "So a ruler is just one of the tools," she said, "and measuring is really about matching the right instrument to the right question, and reading it fair." "Every honest measurement anyone ever made," said Tear and Degree together, softly, and the three of them sat with the cooling pot that had been, at once, 3,200 grams and 72 degrees, and something in the student went warm and settled and glad, the quiet gladness of a world that turned out to be full of things worth measuring, most of them not lengths at all, each one waiting patiently for the right instrument and an honest hand.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tear and Degree. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.